Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you very much for listening. Yeah, thank you. I'll say it again. Thank you. How many people tell you thank you? They boss you around. They tell you what to do. And they tell you what to do. But do they actually say thank you? Nah, not really. I will. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America, coast to coast, across borders, over oceans, under oceans, in the air, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for listening. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can always listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM in your car, in your house, in your radio, in your phone, it's 158, channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, congratulations. You're smarter than everybody else. Go ahead and talk to that computer. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, my show pops up. Everybody else's shows pop up. And then it's just, it's easy. So easy a caveman can do it. I stole that. They're not going to sue me. I do what I want. Anyway, it's Wednesday. What are we going to do here over the next 4 hours? A lot. People are waiting for this. The New York Knicks are going to be in action against the Pacers. You got to wait about 2 hours for that one. Meanwhile, the NBA MVP is going to be announced. You got to wait about 90 minutes for that one. I think it's going to be Nikola Jokic, the Joker. We'll find that out sooner than later. Ipe Mizuhara, who the hell is that? No, he's not a baseball player. He was the translator for Shohei Ohtani. This man pled guilty. He's facing 33 years behind bars. Every time you hear that slogan, gamble responsibly, you better remember that man. Better not steal money from anybody. Don't you dare do it. We had a good basketball game last night. Well, who am I fooling? It wasn't a good basketball game. It was another ass whooping. Oklahoma City beat Dallas 117-95. We're going to get into that in a second. It just is quite apparent. It looks like we're going to have the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. We will get into that. We'll talk more about Jalen Brunson later on in the show. It is Wednesday, so that means it's going to be time for a new top six list tonight. Because there's such an international flavor and vibe to basketball, because the finalists tonight for the MVP award are all international players, I'm going to give you a top six list, the best international players that the NBA has ever seen. We will do that 2 hours from now. So we got a busy show. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is here. It works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet like me, I'm there too. I'm at JR Sport Brief, on Twitter, X, the Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And I'm just out here having a good old time. And I'm hanging out with super producer and host Ryan Hickey, who's in New York City, where I understand he is enjoying 85 degree weather before it drops back down into the 60s tomorrow. Hickey, how you doing? You good?
I am great. Weather is great here. The New York sports teams in the playoffs so far, not to be the jinx, but so far, both the Rangers and Knicks doing great. A little late night double overtime win for the Rangers last night. Let's go. So your boy JR is doing great so far.
I'm happy to hear that, man. As we got out of here yesterday, did you watch that basketball game last night? Did you see Oklahoma City just kind of suffocate the Mavericks? Did you see that?
Oh, I did. Yes, sir.
That's another game, man. I'm watching it. I don't like watching games where you pretty much know the outcome and result. Like, I watched that game, and I'm like, Luka Doncic, we remember when he closed out the Clippers. I think he had like 35 points to finish him up. We didn't know if he was even going to go out there and play in that game because Luka Doncic, who's an MVP finalist, we'll find that out in about 90 minutes, an hour or so. This man is running around with a bum knee. He still helped eliminate the Clippers, but he has stunk. The three-point percentage is in the toilet. I mean, last night, Luka only with 19 points, 1 of 8 from deep. He's obviously not able to generate power, or he's concerned about the jump shot, 6 of 19 throughout the course of the entire year. Luka, he was second in three-pointers attempted and made. This man is just jacking up threes, and now he can't make one for his life. And we know this is a fact. If Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic are not out there lighting up the basketball court for the Mavs, they don't stand much of a chance against Oklahoma City. And it sucks that Luka is hurt, but that's just how things roll sometimes. Hickey, I'll tell you, man, I kind of sort of quit. And Kyrie Irving, by the way, he had 20 points. At one point, Oklahoma was leading 102-87, and I'm saying to myself, what am I looking at this for? I was more so trying to understand how they get so much buy-in in Oklahoma City for when people show up to the game. People actually put on a T-shirt, Tiki. They put these shirts on. They put them on.
It's funny. I don't know if it's I don't know what it is.
College view.
But you're like, I've never seen one entire crowd all wear the shirts. Like, every team gives them out in the playoffs. And most, I would say most people, maybe 50% of fans at least, will put the shirts on. When I went to game 1 for Knicks Sixers, I did not put the shirt on. I'll be honest with you. I kept it over my shoulder. I've never seen a crowd, and probably will never see a crowd like Oklahoma City. Every single fan puts the shirt on. It's impressive.
They got to threaten these fans when they walk into the building. Is that what they do? Like, if you don't put the shirt on, we're going to cut you? I can't imagine. Here in Atlanta, I show up and I go to the games and there's shirts on the chairs and a playoff shirt, even though who cares? Playoffs here doesn't exist. It doesn't matter. But opening night, here's a T-shirt. Here's a promotion. Here's a T-shirt. Hickey, you know when I wear these shirts?
When? To sleep?
Yeah, when I go to the gym,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, here's a shirt that I could wear out. It's either a size too small, it's a size too big. I could just wear it and rip it up, and then when it's done, I could use it to, I don't know, mop the floors. It's just congratulations to all these hardcore fans in Oklahoma City. I mean, the Thunder fans have had to deal with some lean times since they acquired, or before acquiring, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Let's remember the last time that this team made an NBA Finals, we got to go back to 2013. We have to take a look at Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden, and Serge Ibaka, and Kendrick Perkins was there. Serge Ibaka isn't even in the NBA anymore. He's playing, I don't know, last I looked, overseas in Europe. I don't even know if he's there anymore. Kendrick Perkins is saying stupid things on television, doing a good job at it. Kevin Durant is 36, soon to be 36, just got swept out of the playoffs by a 22-year-old and Anthony Edwards. Russell Westbrook is defending himself after being benched this past season. And James Harden is still bitching and complaining about a contract that he didn't get last year. Come on now. The Thunder have been through some things. And now you have a team that is not only young, is sick and tired of hearing about being young, but they're actually winning. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 points, a career playoff high, 9 assists to go along with the 9 rebounds. Chet Holmgren, this man hasn't even reached his peak. He had 19 points. This is an amazing squad, man. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he talked about it. He's like, listen, I love how we played in game number 1.
We said against a defense like that, you have to move the ball. You have to put them in closeouts. If you don't, it gets stagnant. Their size, their length, their physicality comes into play. They're really good defenders. So we knew that going in. And it's kind of a little bit the same thing with New Orleans. Like, against really good defenses, if you don't play like that, you get stuck and you can have a long night. So, yeah, we just try to get better at it as the playoffs and the series goes on.
Okay. All right. Like, this is, I don't want to call this a foregone conclusion, but this is pretty cool right now when they're humble, they're fun. Hickey, I can't remember ever watching a group of basketball players. Like, all year long, they've been having fun. They do the press conferences together. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're cracking jokes. I didn't know. We've had miserable basketball players, I feel, for the better part of 10 years now. I didn't know a basketball player can have fun all the time. Is it against the law? What's going on with these guys?
I'm with you. You mentioned the college feel, right, when talking about the crowd before with all of them putting on the T-shirts. I mean, you could say the same thing for the team itself. It's a college feel. Like you said, post-game, they're all huddled up, all arms around each other, and you truly get the sense, I don't think it's an act, but it feels real, that these guys truly appreciate like each other's success. And like they're happier when the other is playing well and getting accolades and getting respect and acknowledgement. It truly does feel like this team is loving just playing together. And they're all young, which helps. So maybe that does also help kind of push the college feel. But this truly is like a college team with NBA talent. And they are playing as one. And right now, the reason why they're undefeated in the playoffs.
I mean, even their coach is young. Mark Daigneault just won Coach of the Year. He is only 39 years old. Is he older than his players? Yeah, he is, but he's still young. This is his first head coaching job and opportunity in the NBA. He started off as an assistant for their G League squad back in 2014, climbed the ranks, and got the job back in 2020. He's just named Coach of the Year. What the hell does Mark Daigneault think about his squad, and how the hell are they getting this done? Listen to him.
I think it's a muscle we've built at this point. You know, we've had to endure a lot of those situations during the course of the season. I think a lot of it comes from respect for the opponent. Like, we know this is a heavyweight, you know, matchup, and that this is a really good team, and that to think that you're going to go through games or a series when they don't land their punches is just unrealistic. And so they landed a couple punches there, and it's a long series. You know, we have to be ready for a better version of them, you know, coming out in game 2. We would expect that. And I think knowing that helps us in those moments, you know, to just understand that, you know, this is what they do. They're a really good team. They're here for a reason. They're really good players. We just got to stay with our stuff and stack possessions.
There you go. The respectful coach. Don't want to give anybody any type of bulletin board material. Here we go again. Humble coach, humble players. Remember, the tide always turns. There was a young team that, remember, they won some things. They actually had a little bit of a dynasty. It was the Warriors, right? A baby-faced assassin in Steph Curry. You got this affable Klay Thompson. You got the hard-playing guy, a little nutty dude, and Draymond Green. And here you got this young squad making things happen. Until you become the bad guys. Until you add Kevin Durant and the tide changes. Everybody loves the young guys until you become the hunted. And sure, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they haven't won anything yet. They may not win anything. Not this year, maybe not into the future. They certainly look like they're going to be competitive. Congratulations to everybody out there in Oklahoma City. I mean, even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, when he's not out there getting buckets, dropping 29, helping them to get a little bit closer to the NBA Finals, at least the West Finals, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was asked about an individual award. He was asked about MVP. He was asked whether or not he's going to stay tuned to see whether or not he's selected. Listen to him.
Sure, why not? If I'm at home doing nothing.
Is there a level, like, do you feel any anxiousness for it all? Or, I mean, like, how are you kind of viewing that day, being that you're a finalist?
I didn't know it was tomorrow, but it's cool. I'm excited to see who wins.
Hickey, he's humble because he's Canadian. That's why.
That's it?
Yeah, it's just he's Canadian, so he's humble, right? I mean, come on. That's the only reason, I think.
I like that, all right?
Anyway, look, come on. We got camera crews that are sitting there ready to chat with whoever wins or loses. I think everybody already knows that the PR department will let the guy know, hey, man, we need you in front of the screen for TNT because it's the NBA. And look, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's playing it coy. If he's winning MVP, he's going to have a camera in his face. He's going to talk to Shaq and Charles and Kenny and Ernie. Can't forget Ernie. Be no show without Ernie. He's playing it smooth. Well, I don't know about the other guy. The other guy I told you about, Luka Doncic, another finalist in addition to Nikola Jokic. Doncic ain't too happy right now. I told you about that bum knee. 1 of 8 from downtown. 19 points. 6 of 19 from the field. I mean, even in the last series where he helped them knock off the Clippers, he shot 40%. Period. That ain't Luka Doncic. I expect Luka Doncic to give you 30, 35, 10, and 10. That knee is busted up, and he ain't feeling good like SGA because Luka Doncic, well, he was asked why he sucks right now shooting a basketball, and let's just say he didn't have the nicest answer.
Who cares? We lost, man. We just got to move on to the next one. I got to be better. We got to be better and just, you know, we're known for game one struggling, but we got to focus. They're a great team, great defensive team, great offensive team, so it's not going to be easy at all. We got to play very good basketball and focus basketball for 48 minutes.
Ouch. That has to suck. You're standing there in front of a potential MVP. I think he'll win an MVP one day. You're asking him a question why he's not shooting well. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Well, I care. I asked the question. The fans want to know, is it your knee? I mean, he's not going to tell you his knee sucks and it's hurt. But damn, what a shot to the gut. Luka continued on and he's just like, man, next game, which will be tomorrow, Thursday, we got to do better. We got to play the whole game and not quit. And next time, Luka will actually be better. I hope he's in a better mood. Maybe he'll be in a better mood in about 30 minutes if he wins MVP. We'll find out sooner than later. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. It's Wednesday. We got a top six list. I'm going to share with you the top six international NBA players ever. When we come back from break, we had another basketball game. We're going to talk about the Celtics and the Cavaliers because that game took place yesterday as well. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, the Raiders, even under new management. They still got the same owner. They continue to look silly in every single regard, especially the draft. We'll talk about it. We know we're going to find out who the NBA MVP is. And of course, later on in the show, I'm going to share with you some things that took place this day in sports history. Congratulations, it's just the beginning. We'll talk about the Celtics and the Cavs on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And we got Antetokounmpo news. Hickey, stop the music. Which Antetokounmpo was this? Hickey, which one is it?
Thanasis.
Thanasis Antetokounmpo blew out his Achilles?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. It's not Giannis?
Not Giannis.
Okay. His calf is still good?
From all reports, it is still intact.
So, does anybody care outside of maybe them?
Shams does. Care enough to tweet about it, so.
Only because it's Giannis' brother, right?
Well, it's funny. I'm looking on Twitter. You know what's trending right now?
Giannis?
Achilles. So, a lot of people care about Antetokounmpo and Achilles.
Are people confused? I thought it was Giannis for a minute. I'm like, wait, he was out with a calf. He's like, oh, I was never healthy, and... And I was like, damn, Giannis just blew out his Achilles. I'm like, you told me no, it's the Thanasis. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You look fast. You see a few buzzwords. You would assume, oh, Antetokounmpo, Achilles. Yeah, it's probably Giannis. Yeah. But no, sir. It is his brother, Thanasis. No report as to how it happened or when it happened, but we just know it has happened.
Nobody's all that interested. He just happens. No, he's not. Come on now. He's a glorified cheerleader. Is this what he is? Why are we BSing?
You have to say even glorified. He is a cheerleader.
This guy is, you know, he's on the bench and he's screaming and yelling. He's like, man, I got a job. And would he have a job if Giannis wasn't there? The answer is no. And good for them. I mean, if you got the stroke and you got the, you know, the clout, then utilize it. And that's what Giannis does. His brother's on the basketball team. I'm sure if Giannis had it his way, his brother Kostas would be sitting right there next to him, too. That's what you do. I hope that he gets better. I don't want to wish an injury on anybody. I don't ever blew out my Achilles. I don't want to. My uncle did one time. He was in a boot. It's not fun. And get well. Now he can sit down and do more podcasts, Dickie, because that's what Thanasis does. He did a podcast. I think between him and that other idiot, well, Thanasis is not an idiot. Patrick Beverly certainly is. It just occurred to me that these two guys, you got two players on one team that both have podcasts. Did you ever realize that?
No, I did not put two and two together. Also, probably because I don't listen to either. But wow, is that like, does that bring you together? Or does that separate you?
I think they'd be competing for streams. Maybe that's why Patrick Beverly is so mad. I mean, look, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, they had Stephen A. Smith on the podcast with his brother, with Giannis. I don't see Stephen. Maybe he did. I don't see Stephen A. popping up on Patrick Beverly's podcast. I don't remember anything about Patrick Beverly's podcast. I really don't. Anyway, he's going to be a free agent. We got to see whether or not he's suspended and whether or not anybody even wants him. Anyway, get well soon to Thanasis Antetokounmpo. The Boston Celtics are a team that is still playing basketball, and let's talk about them. Because they whooped the ass of the Cavaliers yesterday. Is there a shock here? No. Is there a surprise here? No. They beat them. Game one, the final score, 120-95. I ain't saying that this series is going to be a cakewalk. Jaylen Brown had 32 points. Jason Tatum, people are asking, oh, is he going to be good enough to win? Like, who cares? It's the Cavs. He'll be fine. 18 points, 7 of 19 shooting. And a lot of conversations have been about, oh, well, is Tatum going to turn it around? And is he going to be good? We saw this man as a baby, like a rookie, busting the ass, giving LeBron James the business in the playoffs. I'm supposed to worry about him? Like, let him have a bad game or two against the Celtics. And I know, okay, he didn't play all that great in the first series for the Boston Celtics as they, yeah, Kristaps Porzingis went down, unfortunately, and then they just had to go out there and beat the Heat. Tatum will be fine. The Celtics will be fine. Kristaps Porzingis, you don't know, but I certainly hope that he comes back and he's fine. And if you should care, if you were, like, concerned or worried about the Cavaliers, a one-man team scoring-wise, yeah, Donovan Mitchell had 33 points. Next highest scorer was Evan Mobley with 17. Darius Garland, who's just kind of sunken into the abyss, finished with 14 points. After the game, Jaylen Brown, he spoke, and he talked about his teammate. No, not Tatum. He talked about Derek White, who dropped 25 points. And I mean, at one point in time, there was conversation about Derek White potentially being an all-star replacement. Jaylen Brown said, y'all better pay attention and show love to White.
If you don't know Derek White, you better get to know him. And that man has been balling, and he's just getting started, man. Hell of a game for him tonight.
Look, 25 points yesterday for the postseason, which is now six games, including that series against the Heat. He's averaging 23 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. He is shooting 57% from the field. He's shooting 50% from deep. It's like he woke up and took the powers of Luka Doncic. Derek White is playing out of his mind. And yeah, Tatum, he ain't been all that hot. And so the Boston Celtics, yeah, they got high expectations. Like, get the Cavs out of here. Go to the Eastern Conference Finals and make noise. You just heard from Jaylen Brown. His head coach, Joe Mazzulla, the man who talks like this and gives credit to all of his players and is never highly emotional. That guy, he showed love to Jaylen Brown, and it sounded like this, which Jaylen Brown gets better and better. Listen to him.
He takes a ton of pride in just growing as a player every year, every game, every day. Spends a lot of time on it. He's not afraid to go after something that he knows he can improve on, which I think is huge for his growth mindset. And like you said, he has evolved. His ability to pick and choose his spots, when to play in transition. He had a couple times where he scored in transition, and two plays later he slowed it down, went mid-pick and roll, and made the right play. I think the growth of him, even if he scores six or eight in a row and he gets into the paint, it's a pass on the next one. So, you know, he's grown as a player, and it's helped us, and, you know, he's playing big stretches for us, so it's important.
Oh, no. He sounded happier, Hickey, right? Happy?
Maybe you could say happiest. I mean, he's giving praise to his guy. That was just 30 seconds of positivity.
Yeah,
you don't get that too much.
You don't. I know who's not positive, Donovan Mitchell. He's like, man, I left Utah for this. I'm like, damn. I need to leave again. Hell am I doing here? I didn't even want to be here. You could have sent me to Miami or sent me to New York. What am I doing here in Cleveland? Anyway, well, Cleveland rocks. That's why. Besides that, I told you, he had 33 points. Had 25 shots. Darius Garland took the next highest amount. He had 15. Donovan Mitchell, I'm not saying what you're about to hear is a lie. But let's just say he should be concerned. Listen,
upset we lost, but not overreacting. It's like, okay, you know, this is what happens. This is how we can improve. This is how we can get our looks. So I'm not one to typically overreact.
Okay. Well, game two between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That next game is going to be tomorrow. Now let's do some counting here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Damn it. Hickey, this series could end on Monday. You know that? Monday.
You're making it sound like it's too long.
They just played yesterday. It could be done in less than a week. Get them out of here. Finish them up. Come on. Like, what are we doing? Cleveland Cavaliers are going to hang in here with the Boston Celtics. The only thing, and nobody wants this, the only thing that would keep them alive is injuries. That's it. Not a damn thing else. Monday, sweep them, Boston. Get them out of here. Congratulations. A lot of ass whoopings all over the place. Celtics smashing the Cavs. OKC beating up on Dallas. I think this might be a little bit of a sign of things to come. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. At least Oklahoma City, they looking good, right? The Boston, the Celtics, they're looking good, right? There's a guy who's not playing right now. His name is always at the forefront of people's mouths. It's about to be mine in a second. His name is LeBron James. Byron Scott, yeah, former Laker, former coach, Lakers. He has some thoughts about LeBron James and the Lakers' vacant head coaching position. We're going to learn what the hell Byron Scott said. Also, can't wait to learn who's going to be MVP. We're going to talk about a potential future MVP and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I want to fill you in on some NFL news.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hickey, you ever seen that fake MJ meme where he goes, F them kids? You ever seen that one before?
Yes.
Not me. I love the kids.
Right, of course.
I love the kids.
That's just a fake meme we're talking about.
Yeah, just the fake. That's a fake Michael Jordan meme. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We've been talking about winners here at the beginning of this break, or at the beginning of the show. All about winners. Oklahoma City winning, Boston Celtics winning. And now we got to talk about a loser. Sorry. Now we got to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. Sorry. They're a disappointment. Now, this is nothing that nobody would necessarily tell you. I mean, I can't go online. And I think, no, Trick Daddy love the kids, not Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is for the kids. But Snoop Dogg is a hardcore Laker fan, and Snoop Dogg tells the truth about the Lakers. They suck. They're bad. They need new talent. They need help. LeBron James is like basketball ancient. He needs help. Anthony Davis was able to play basically a full season, but then his consistency and the motor sometimes, it just doesn't add up. And then Darvin Ham, Hickey, where's he at? Is he on like a beach right now? What you think he doing?
Oh, yeah. Maybe a nice little cold drink in hand.
Oh, man. Jealous.
And honestly, probably happier than he's been the last few weeks, getting blamed for problems that aren't his.
Yeah. No Anthony Davis sitting around telling him, sometimes we don't know what the hell we doing. You know, just like, damn, that gotta suck. You know, you think Anthony Davis texted him after he got fired and said, hey, coach, thank you so much. Good luck. You think they had a text exchange?
He may have texted him. I don't know if he would have said the two words, like you said, good luck.
Oh, okay. You think Darvin, like, does Darvin Ham get the text and just ignore everybody?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. If you're LeBron James and Darvin Ham just gets fired, if you're LeBron, do you go... Well, I guess not, because everybody knows if you wanted him to be the coach, he'd still be there. So maybe you don't say anything, right?
But, yes, you're right. But then does LeBron try to play it up of, coach, I can't believe this. You know, I loved you so much. Going to be so sad to see you go. Does he try to send a nice text in a way to maybe try to diffuse the thought of, hey, I did this. And maybe by not texting him, only further enhance that thought.
I don't know.
That's a mind trick, you know. It's like chess.
You're like Yoda here. I don't know, man.
Getting deep.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers, they have gone through their coaches here. Darvin Ham, Frank Vogel, who's now with the Suns, and Mike Brown. I mean, we can go back. Mike Brown is now with the Kings. The Lakers go through him. If you don't win a championship, you get gone. Or maybe even if you win a championship like Frank Vogel did in the bubble, you get gone. They get you the hell up on out of here. And so how about another former Los Angeles Lakers coach? How about a guy who actually played for the Los Angeles Lakers, won 3 championships with the Lakers? He was on TV. This is crazy. He's on FS1. His name is Byron Scott, one of the best defenders that you will ever have seen in your life. He had some thoughts as to who should be the next coach of the Lakers. Listen to this.
Ty Lue ain't coming. You know, Ballmer ain't letting that happen. He ain't gonna let you go from the Clippers to the Lakers. He ain't letting that happen. You can forget that. My recommendation, the next Laker coach, and out of the 8 or 9 names that I've heard, his name wasn't on there, is make LeBron the coach. It's obvious to me, at least, that he's making a lot of decisions that's going on in this organization.
No doubt.
From a coaching standpoint to a player standpoint. So if you're gonna allow him to make those decisions, all right, sit on the bench and make those decisions as well. Be the head coach. J.J. Redick.
You mean player coach, right?
Player head coach.
Yeah.
You obviously have to get somebody that LeBron is comfortable with from a head coaching standpoint. As far as I'm concerned, the only person that he's going to really trust is himself. And since you're making a lot of these decisions anyway, why not put him in that seat?
Come on now. In theory, that's nice. Byron Scott has to. This is not allowed, folks. You can't do this. These days are over. You know, Bill Russell was a player coach at the end of the 60s. Dave Cowens, also with the Celtics, was the last player coach that we had. We had to go back to 1979, okay? That was the last time we had a player coach in the NBA was 1979. It is the year 2024, all right? You can't do it. The NBA does not allow it, especially when it comes down to the salary cap structures and rules. And what is LeBron James going to do? They're going to bring him in as a coach and then pay him whatever. Hey, LeBron, we're going to pay you $60, $70 million as a player. Hey, we can't do that if you're on a player payroll. And, you know, here's $1 million as a player. Here's the minimum $3 million. And then we'll pay you the other $60 to coach. Like, you can't do that. And I get Byron Scott's premise. I get the thought of it all. But let's be real. Does LeBron want to do that job? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have the buck stop with them. Nobody wants the responsibility. People always want to chime in with the suggestions. People always want to tell you what you should do. People always want to tell you what you're supposed to do. But they don't want to be the one to make that decision. I mean, if there's already a terrible dynamic in a locker room if LeBron James walks in, not because he's a bad teammate, but let's be real. Everybody know that LeBron got the stroke. Hickey, how many jokes? How about this one? I think I've told you here in Atlanta, we got a group in the Hawks games. Yeah, we got fans who show up. Disrespectful people listening to me right now. I know what you said in your head. We got a fan group here. I should know what they're called. Shame on me. It's like the 12th man, I think. And they don't do anything but chant crap to the opposition all game long. And they do it loudly as they are adjacent to the bench. This fan group one time chanted at one of LeBron's teammates. He basically said, LeBron is going to trade you. They chanted this at another professional NBA player. You don't think the players know this? If your name is D'Angelo Russell, I don't know if you're Rui Hachimura, Austin Reed, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're on a basketball team with LeBron James, you can easily be looked at as just replaceable. There's so many jokes. Le GM, Le Coach. He is everything. The world revolves around LeBron James. And if he really was officially the coach, Hickey, I don't think anybody would want to play for him. Nobody would want that. The dynamic would be terrible, worse than it already is.
I'm here for it. I want to see how this works.
Uh-oh.
LeBron's on the court. Who makes the substitutions? Who tells LeBron when to come off? Who tells AD go to the bench?
He makes one of his sons the assistant. Is that what happens?
Bronny, you tell AD, hey, work on your jump shot, get better. You tell D'Angelo Russell you can't shoot anymore, and then you take him out. You bench Rui Hachimura. I would love. You know what? Let's just do that for all sports. Fire Andy Reid, made Patrick Mahomes a head coach.
Oh, wow.
Let's put Aaron Judge in charge of making the pitching decisions for the Yankees and make the lineup. Let's get rid of coaches altogether. They're the middleman. Cut them out. Cut the fat. And let's just have the star player of every team in every sport make the lineup and make the big decisions. Let's go. You know what? I'm all in. Byron Scott, don't just start at LeBron and stop there. Do it with everybody.
So, how many fist fights? Like, how many fist fights would we have? If like star players were actually the coaches, like we'd be having fist fights all the time, right? Like somebody legitimately, who was it? Geno Smith from the New York Jets. He got punched in the face, and not that Geno was some, well, I guess he's a star quarterback if you want to call him that. He got punched in the face by like a special teams defensive guy whose name I can't even remember. Like, we'd have fist fights all the time.
I mean, when these players are getting questions as the head coach, like if LeBron is truly in the post-game press conference, LeBron, D'Angelo Russell, 1-for-10, why didn't you pull him? How do you answer that?
You know what? That'd be a dream world, like concept-wise. Right? It'd be nice. I mean, the last time that you get any of this is maybe like when you're on the playground. In high school, you're playing with your friends, you're on a basketball court after school, you're on the football field just playing two-hand touch. Like, that's the last time that you probably have any scenario or situation where it's just like, hey, you know, we're all playing, we don't have a coach, but typically, in most cases, the best player on the field of play, whether it's a court or a rink, a field, what have you, the best player is the coach. They're the ones who are dictating everything because it's like, hey, I want to be with the guy who's the best. I got to listen to him. And that's typically how it goes at the pros, too, except for there's a boss to try to pull everything together. If only this were to happen. I don't think anybody would play for LeBron, though. It's too tough. I mean, it'd be too much going on. If I got to think about a good player coach, I mean, like Derek Jeter would be a good. Would you think he'd be a good player coach, or would he just be trying to, womanize on off days? Like he's too busy. Would you think he'd fit?
Ooh, maybe.
David Wright would be a good player coach, right?
There are a few guys, right, that are well-liked and well-respected enough that it could work. But that list is very few guys.
Michael Jordan.
Well, you talk about not wanting to play for MJ. I mean, we've heard the stories as a player. Imagine he was the head coach and basically got the blessing from head coach MJ to allow player MJ to, you know, govern practice how he wants. Imagine you had more Steve Kerr incidents. He may run a lot of players off the team.
Michael Jordan said he never asked. Yeah, so he was a you-know-what hole, but he never asked anybody to do anything that he wasn't going to go out there and do. And so I guess in that regard, we gotta give him some respect, right?
I guess, but if coach is giving you permission to basically say, if you're not doing what I'm doing, here's the punishment, and coach approves of this punishment, it can be a tough spot to be in, you know?
We could have some terrible, here's some bad players, best players that you would not want as coach of the team. Pete Rose. Not good. You wouldn't want Pete Rose. Someone like Curt Schilling. Nope. You would not want Curt Schilling being your manager. Yogi Berra. He was player manager for a while. You know, well, he was great. I'm thinking the terrible ones.
What about Draymond Green? Would you want Draymond Green being your head coach and player?
You saw what happened to PJ Carlissimo, right?
Yes.
You saw what I mean. Latrell Sprewell choked this dude out. I don't know. Draymond Green, it might be the reverse. Draymond might be the first coach, you know, out there choking out the players. That might be what happened. It's a wild world out here. LeBron James as coach? No. I'd stay clear the hell away from that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Canadian. He might win MVP in the NBA. And I think there might be some people in Clipperland who'd still like him. His name is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hickey, you ever seen that fake MJ meme where he goes, F them kids? You ever seen that one before?
Yes.
Not me. I love the kids.
Right, of course.
I love the kids.
That's just a fake meme we're talking about.
Yeah, just the fake. That's a fake Michael Jordan meme. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We've been talking about winners here at the beginning of this break, or at the beginning of the show. All about winners. Oklahoma City winning, Boston Celtics winning. And now we got to talk about a loser. Sorry. Now we got to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. Sorry. They're a disappointment. Now, this is nothing that nobody would necessarily tell you. I mean, I can't go online. And I think, no, Trick Daddy love the kids, not Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is for the kids. But Snoop Dogg is a hardcore Laker fan, and Snoop Dogg tells the truth about the Lakers. They suck. They're bad. They need new talent. They need help. LeBron James is like basketball ancient. He needs help. Anthony Davis was able to play basically a full season, but then this consistency in the motor sometimes, it just doesn't add up. And then Darvin Ham, Hickey, where's he at? Is he on like a beach right now? What you think he doing?
Oh, yeah. Maybe a nice little cold drink in hand.
Oh, man. Jealous.
And honestly, probably happier than he's been in the last few weeks, getting blamed for problems that aren't his.
Yeah. No Anthony Davis sitting around telling him, sometimes we don't know what the hell we doing. You know, just like, damn, that gotta suck. You know, you think Anthony Davis texted him after he got fired and said, hey, coach, thank you so much. Good luck. You think they had a text exchange?
He may have texted him. I don't know if he would have said the two words, like you said, good luck.
Oh, okay. You think Darvin, does Darvin Ham get the text and just ignore everybody?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. If you're LeBron James and Darvin Ham just gets fired, if you're LeBron, do you go, well, I guess not, because everybody knows if you wanted him to be the coach, he'd still be there. So maybe you don't say anything, right?
But, yes, you're right. But then does LeBron try to play it up of, coach, I can't believe this. You know, I loved you so much. Gonna be so sad to see you go. Does he try to send a nice text in a way to maybe try to diffuse the thought of, hey, I did this, and maybe by not texting him, only further enhance that thought?
I don't know.
That's a mind trick, you know. It's like chess.
You're like Yoda here. I don't know, man.
Getting deep.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers, they have gone through their coaches here. Darvin Ham, Frank Vogel, who's now with the Suns, and Mike Brown. I mean, we can go back. Mike Brown is now with the Kings. The Lakers go through him. If you don't win a championship, you get gone. Or maybe even if you win a championship like Frank Vogel did in the bubble, you get gone. They get you the hell up on out of here. And so how about another former Los Angeles Lakers coach? How about a guy who actually played for the Los Angeles Lakers, won 3 championships with the Lakers? He was on TV. This is crazy. He's on FS1. His name is Byron Scott, one of the best defenders that you will ever have seen in your life. He had some thoughts as to who should be the next coach of the Lakers. Listen to this.
Ty Lue ain't coming. You know, Ballmer ain't letting that happen. He ain't gonna let you go from the Clippers to the Lakers. He ain't letting that happen. You can forget that. My recommendation, the next Laker coach, and out of the 8 or 9 names that I've heard, his name wasn't on there, is make LeBron the coach. It's obvious to me, at least, that he's making a lot of decisions that's going on in this organization.
No doubt.
From a coaching standpoint to a player standpoint. So if you're gonna allow him to make those decisions, all right, sit on the bench and make those decisions as well. Be the head coach. J.J. Redick.
You mean player coach, right?
Be player, yeah. Player head coach.
Yeah.
You obviously have to get somebody that LeBron is comfortable with from a head coaching standpoint. As far as I'm concerned, the only person that he's going to really trust is himself. And since you're making a lot of these decisions anyway, why not put him in that seat?
Come on now. In theory, that's nice. Byron Scott has to. This is not allowed, folks. You can't do this. These days are over. You know, Bill Russell was a player coach at the end of the 60s. Dave Cowens, also with the Celtics, was the last player coach that we had. We had to go back to 1979, okay? That was the last time we had a player coach in the NBA, was 1979. It is the year 2024, all right? You can't do it. The NBA does not allow it, especially when it comes down to the salary cap structures and rules. And what is LeBron James going to do? They're going to bring him in as a coach and then pay him whatever. Hey, LeBron, we're going to pay you $60, $70 million as a player. Hey, we can't do that if you're on a player payroll. And, you know, here's $1 million as a player. Here's the minimum $3 million. And then we'll pay you the other $60 to coach. Like, you can't do that. And I get Byron Scott's premise. I get the thought of it all. But let's be real. Does LeBron want to do that job? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have the buck stop with them. Nobody wants the responsibility. People always want to chime in with the suggestions. People always want to tell you what you should do. People always want to tell you what you're supposed to do. But they don't want to be the one to make that decision. I mean, if there's already a terrible dynamic in a locker room if LeBron James walks in, not because he's a bad teammate, but let's be real. Everybody know that LeBron got the stroke. Hickey, how many jokes? How about this one? I think I've told you here in Atlanta, we got a group in the Hawks games. Yeah, we got fans who show up. Disrespectful people listening to me right now. I know what you said in your head. We got a fan group here. I should know what they're called. Shame on me. It's like the 12th man, I think. And they don't do anything but chant crap to the opposition all game long. And they do it loudly as they are adjacent to the bench. This fan group one time chanted at one of LeBron's teammates. He basically said, LeBron is going to trade you. They chanted this at another professional NBA player. You don't think the players know this? If your name is D'Angelo Russell, I don't know if you're Rui Hachimura, Austin Reed, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're on a basketball team with LeBron James, you can easily be looked at as just replaceable. There's so many jokes. Le GM, le coach. He is everything. The world revolves around LeBron James. And if he really was officially the coach, Hickey, I don't think anybody would want to play for him. Nobody would want that. The dynamic would be terrible, worse than it already is.
I'm here for it. I want to see how this works.
Uh-oh.
LeBron's on the court. Who makes the substitutions? Who tells LeBron when to come off? Who tells AD go to the bench?
He makes one of his sons the assistant. Is that, is that what happens?
Bronny, you tell AD, hey, work on your jump shot, get better. You tell D'Angelo Russell you can't shoot anymore, and then you take him out. You bench Rui Hachimura. I would love. You know what? Let's just do that for all sports. Fire Andy Reid, make Patrick Mahomes a head coach.
Oh, wow.
Let's put Aaron Judge in charge of making the pitching decisions for the Yankees and make the lineup. Let's get rid of coaches altogether. They're the middleman. Cut them out. Cut the fat. And let's just have the star player of every team in every sport make the lineup and make the big decisions. Let's go. You know what? I'm all in. Byron Scott, don't just start at LeBron and stop there. Do it with everybody.
So, how many fist fights? how many fist fights would we have? If star players were actually the coaches, we'd be having fist fights all the time, right? Somebody legitimately, who was it? Geno Smith from the New York Jets. He got punched in the face, and not that Geno was some, he's a star quarterback, if you want to call him that. He got punched in the face by, a special teams defensive guy whose name I can't even remember. We'd have fist fights all the time.
I mean, when these players are getting questions as the head coach, if LeBron is truly in the post-game press conference, LeBron, D'Angelo Russell, 1-for-10, why didn't you pull him? How do you answer that?
You know what? That'd be a dream world, concept-wise.
Right?
It'd be nice. I mean, the last time that you get any of this is maybe, when you're on the playground. In high school, you're playing with your friends, you're on a basketball court after school, you're on the football field just playing two-hand touch. That's the last time that you probably have any scenario or situation where it's just hey, we're all playing, we don't have a coach, but typically in most cases, the best player on the field of play, whether it's a court or a rink, a field, what have you, the best player is the coach. They're the ones who are dictating everything because it's hey, I want to be with the guy who's the best. I got to listen to him. And that's typically how it goes at the pros too, except for there's a boss to try to pull everything together. If only this were to happen. I don't think anybody would play for LeBron, though. It's too tough. I mean, it'd be too much going on. If I got to think about a good player coach, Derek Jeter would be a good. Would you think he'd be a good player coach, or would he just be trying to, womanize on off days? He's too busy. Would you think he'd fit?
Oh, maybe.
David Wright would be a good player coach, right?
Few guys, right, that are well-liked and well-respected enough that it could work. But that list is very few guys.
Michael Jordan.
Well, you talk about not wanting to play for MJ. I mean, we've heard the stories as a player. Imagine he was the head coach and basically got the blessing from head coach MJ to allow player MJ to, govern practice how he wants. Imagine you had more Steve Kerr incidents. He may run a lot of players off the team.
Michael Jordan said he never asked. Yeah, so he was a you-know-what hole, but he never asked anybody to do anything that he wasn't going to go out there and do. And so I guess in that regard, we gotta give him some respect, right?
I guess, but if coach is giving you permission to basically say, if you're not doing what I'm doing, here's the punishment, and coach approves of this punishment, Could be a tough spot to be in, you know.
We could have some terrible. here's some bad players. Best players that you would not want as coach of the team. Pete Rose, not good. You wouldn't want Pete Rose. Someone like Curt Schilling, nope.
You
would not want Curt Schilling being your manager. Yogi Berra, he was player manager for a while. You know, well, he was great. I'm thinking the terrible ones.
What about Draymond Green? Would you want Draymond Green being your head coach and player?
You saw what happened to PJ Carlissimo, right?
Yes.
You saw what I mean. Latrell Sprewell choked this dude out. I don't know. Draymond Green, it might be the reverse. Draymond might be the first coach, you know, out there choking out the players. That might be what happened. It's a wild world out here. LeBron James as coach? No. I'd stay clear the hell away from that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a Canadian. He might win MVP in the NBA. And I think there might be some people in Clipperland who'd still like him. His name is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.